Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome in. Final hour. Don't forget, tomorrow is Radiothon, same as Friday. So we'll mix in a little bit of sports as well as some great fundraising. And I told Eric Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal as he's getting out of training camp to come see us, because also you're telling me to give the 6 p.m. keyword away. It's DARE, like health DARE, D-A-R-E. And you can text it into 72881. And, of course, don't forget, Help DARE is also the sponsor of our text line. But you can text DARE, D-A-R-E, into 72881 for our 6 p.m. hour. But let's go to the phone lines. It's our buddy Eric Boynton of the Spartanburg Herald Journal. How you doing, bud?
Doing great. How you feeling?
We're getting there. We're getting there. It's a work in progress. Yeah. So we'll be much better next week. But I was telling you last night, you said your schedule's, now that the Panthers are in Buffalo for a 7 p.m. kickoff. Dude, if you want to just get one of those moments that makes you feel good, come by and see us at the hospital the next couple of days, because you know what? Here come what Sunday, I think it is. Don't the Panthers have a bubblegum rally straight up I-85 from Wofford College back to Charlotte?
No, they're actually here. It is a bad dash. You want to make sure to stay off of 85 North, but it's Monday morning. Okay. Yeah, they'll play it. They're playing at Buffalo, as you mentioned, tomorrow night. They'll be off on Friday. They'll come back to Spartanburg for practice Saturday afternoon at 3. And then they've got a 9:20 Sunday morning and a 9 a.m. on Monday morning. Now, they have been known on occasion to if they've had a great camp, and especially back in the old days, Sturge, when they used to go 5 weeks of two-a-days, a lot of times they might not. They'd have one last, practice scheduled, and they might have a lineman try to catch a ball, like a punt out of the jugs machine or something like that. If he made it, they'd give him all the next morning off. So there is a chance if people are coming out to see it, and I know Monday's a work day for a lot of people, but if you want to make sure to see him, I would get there Saturday or Sunday, because there's a slight chance they could call Monday off. But I think they're here for such a short time now, I suspect that they will go ahead and have a light practice Monday morning as well. And then they're out the door.
It's your last chance to sell that merchandise out of that trailer as well, so they'll probably take full advantage of it. But some news dropped earlier this afternoon. Right tackle Darrell Williams, he's going on injured reserve in hopes of getting himself in shape to play the second half of the year, as he hurt his knee earlier in the offseason. So I think one thing we'll look at length tomorrow night in this first preseason game is the offensive line and the defensive backfield.
Absolutely. Those are the two main spots. And the line is an absolute mess. And we've got a little bit of a local angle here now on this line as well. They were looking, the main focus, they were all set across the line. They just had to find a replacement for starting guard Andrew Norwell, who had a fantastic year. He came in, he filled in for Amini Salatulo, if I could pronounce that rightly. Last year he came in and then never came out of the lineup, had an all-pro Pro Bowl year and got big money from Jacksonville. So they look for Salatulo to go ahead and pretty much be the starter there. They felt good about it. He went off early yesterday's practice, and he was riding in the front of the car. It kind of looked, rather tame and everything else. Word came down last night, torn MCL. So, at least it's not an ACL. The MCL, as we know, Sturge, he might be able to make it back. The same injury that Darrell Williams, as you just mentioned, he suffered, as well as a displaced kneecap. So, hopefully they can get both of those guys back, maybe sometime in the second part of the year. So that would be great. But what it does do now, Sturge, is it opens up a spot now at the guard position tonight. You'll see Brendan Mahan, an undrafted rookie out of Penn State, who's getting the nod, but it was very close between him and a guy everybody knows around here, Taylor Hearn, the Johnson, who's really had a nice camp so far, really impressed the coaching staff. And he said it's kind of an either-or situation when looking at the between Mahan and Hearn. But he said that if Solotolu was hurt, they would go ahead and go with Mahan tomorrow night. But you should see a lot of Taylor Hearn. They want to get Mahan in there and get him some reps. You know, he'll get with the starters and kind of build some chemistry there. But I suspect you'll see a whole lot of Taylor Hearn. He'll get a shot. So that's kind of the silver lining as far as what we as fans watch around here. With Solotolu being out for a while, it could greatly increase Hearn's chances of making this roster.
So we continue with Eric Boynton again. Follow him at Eric J. Boynton with the Spartanburg Herald Journal. You know, I've always maintained that game number one of preseason and the final game of preseason were about two of the biggest waste of times I've seen in the NFL. But number one, you're ready to hit somebody else after this first 10 days of training camp. And number two, I really believe with that loss of Russ Cockrell last week, he's now gone for the year. There's some people that are playing for spots as early as tomorrow night in that game with Buffalo at 7 p.m.
Oh, absolutely. This is the big first audition. I mean, it's kind of one of those things, Serge, where you can build up points with the coaching staff by obviously being consistent and playing very well in practice. But then it's like the triple bonus round, so to speak, once you hit these exhibition games. First one, because it can really elevate a guy, give him some confidence, or the coaches say, okay, we're few more opportunities in practice, and a lot of guys could really get a shot in the arm with this thing. So, yeah, and the defensive secondary is the other thing you mentioned earlier, and that's where the battle is on. James Bradberry is penciled in as the main starter. Then you've got a great battle between Kayvon Seymour, a former Buffalo Bill who came over to the Panthers in a trade just prior to the start of the first regular season game last year. So he's had a full year with the program, and now you've got a guy that's had a terrific on him in this morning's Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com on Dante Jackson, the second round pick out of LSU at cornerback. And he tied for the fastest time at the combine. The coaches keep comparing him and a lot of his teammates to Josh Norman. He's fast. He's very brash. He's fun. Great guy to talk to, and has a very similar personality to what Josh Norman brought to the table a few years ago. So they're very excited about this guy, but that's one of the key spots right now to keep an eye on is cornerback tomorrow night. And just real quick, you know, Buffalo's got obviously Shaq Lawson's been there for Clemson for a couple of years, a former Greenwood player and Gamecock, second-year guy. Marco, who's been around for a million at fullback. But it's pretty cool. Buffalo's got, as you mentioned, two guys that are fighting for a roster spot in Ray-Ray McLeod, the former Clemson receiver, who was drafted late in the draft. And then they've got Ryan Carter, the cornerback, who went undrafted, didn't get the guy that is playing with a big chip on. And Ray-Ray McLeod should get tonight as well. So that's kind of fun for us to keep an eye out here. The opposition.
All right, one more question for you on the Carolina Panthers. Is there, Nate, you've been there every day. You've met with the coaching staff as they come off the field. You know, we haven't had the first cut down yet, but you know when these coaches see somebody that maybe has changed their thought process on them. Is there a name that you've heard murmured here in the last, say, 4 or 5 days that maybe playing themselves into a roster spot or a shot at a roster spot that you didn't realize just as you got together there on day number one in training camp?
As far as the lesser known guys, I mean, I would go with the two cornerbacks I just mentioned. Another guy who was a rookie out of Tennessee who's fighting for a time at the safety spot. Excuse me. Mike Adams back there and Golden, the defensive back at safety out of Tennessee, who's had a pretty good camp. He's played himself into position. And then a couple guys have impressed, but they're guys that necessarily weren't unestablished. But Jarius Wright's had a heck of a camp. He's a guy that's been in the league for a few years at wide receiver, never posted big numbers, but he's been very, very impressive at camp. And they love what they're seeing out of Torrey Smith. I mean, he's a deep cam, a good speed guy, hurt former USC Bird's chances of making the team. The Bird's also had another terrific camp, and they've stuck by him. He's been released and re-signed three different times. in the last 3 years since he got there. Yeah, last year was injury riddled. He just looked like he was going to take the next step. And he's also a great return man. So but that could be Bird's bread and butter, is that helps him stick on the roster, is his return skills. He had a franchise record 103-yard kickoff return for a touchdown last year. So that's more of the interesting guys, you know, to kind of look at. But again, we're really going to start these first two preseason games are so important for the players, and this is where you'll really start to get some separation when the coaches have a game to actually watch on some of these new guys and new faces.
All right, Garrett, before we close, you've sat in a media session before and go, I'm being lied to. I know it. We're not idiots. You know what I mean? We're not, believe it or not, we're not just robots that go and spit back everything that you just tell us. Some of us have a brain and some of us have a BS detector. I've cautioned people today. Let's see where Ohio State goes with this over the next 12 days. But does Urban Meyer survive this? Because domestic violence is a huge, huge problem. It's a huge issue. But he just because he didn't do what was necessarily right doesn't mean his career should come to an end. I don't know which side of the fence I sit on because, again, I know I've been lied to when speaking to a coach before.
Right. Well, I've changed my initial.
Whoops, I think we lost him there. Sorry about that. All right, just put him on hold. You get with him during the break, and we'll catch up with Eric, hopefully here at Radiothon in the next couple of days. So we'll ask that question to him then. All right, so here's the deal. It's your show for the rest of the day. 844-GSP-ESPN. We have an injury update out of the University of Miami. We have Hard Knocks. I actually watched some of it last night. I'm sorry, Cleveland Browns fans. You guys are in for another bad year. Also, the PGA Championship begins tomorrow at Belle Reve Country Club in St. Louis. All that coming up. Plus, guess what Ricky Williams is getting high on now?
Yeah, we can get rid of the chess boxing. I want to do that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was bicycle kick.
Darts. With soccer balls that stick to a giant dartboard.
Right. You remember the circular Velcro balls that you could have? These guys were doing it, but they were doing bicycle kicks to kick the ball up there to stick into the dartboard. That's pretty cool.
If we didn't
cool.
have to do a trick shot, we could probably do pretty well at that.
Now, I did see those guys there right there at the end doing what no bar manager wants you to do, and that's distance darts. Somebody going to get hit and hurt. So, all right, it's your show for the rest of the day, 844-GSP-ESPN. You can tell me if I'm wrong or right when it comes to my opinions on Urban Meyer. And mine are, we'll wait and see where this goes over the next 12 days. I think Ohio State is trying to float and keep Urban Meyer there, but they're going to find out how the court of public opinion deals with any more information. That's why they're going to kind of shut it down and be quiet for the next 12 days. Somebody that is not shutting it down and being quiet, that's the team on Hard Knocks. But real quickly, Diesel, who's having a better day? Me, the fact that I'm back here on the air after getting my face beat in and all that. For people that don't know, I had surgery last week and I ended up getting black eyes and a swollen face and, quite frankly, epitomizing the comment the face made for radio.
Question is, if they were working on your neck, why'd they have to punch you in the face?
Yeah, that's a great
question.
They
did that for fun.
Yeah, yeah. No, I keep telling like Freelander and everybody. No, it was Teresa in the SUV that got me. But one of the things I like to see on ESPN, the Ocho, I don't know if you're old enough, but I bet you've seen video of it. I had one. It was one of the greatest toys that I ever got growing up. It was the Evel Knievel jump thing, where you had the Evel Knievel, kind of like the what are the Barbies? You know, this one was Evel Knievel with his, drape hanging off his back, and you used to put the motorcycle in this thing and crank it up and put Evel Knievel and do jumps with it. Let's have one of those, but like them have some really cool stuff for them to do jumps with. There's one I'd like to see. I think that'd be great on.
Well, you'd have
ESPN
to soup them up because you know they never really had a whole lot of distance.
It's just think about it now. Maybe we can get you to be that guy.
You know who's having a better day than you though?
Yeah,
Dabo Swinney.
Yeah, yeah. Who's he been hanging around tossing the rock with at practice today?
Oh, you know, a little Green Bay Packer quarterback named Brett Favre.
God, he could have been
Favre.
Could have been a Falcons quarterback had they not traded him away.
Yeah, I mean, Brett could. I mean, I know Brett has spent a lot of time down at his alma mater at Southern Miss. Mm-hmm. And I know that the fan base and the community down there in Hattiesburg certainly appreciates that. But yeah, he was up at Clemson practice tossing around the football with Dabo Swinney today, which is pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome for Brett, actually.
Well, in Clemson or Greenville Online, our friends over there are getting ready to put out an entire slideshow of Dabo Swinney and Brett Favre throwing the football, but apparently that wasn't the story of the day coming out of Clemson practice. And we'll get some South Carolina news tomorrow on the show. Remember, we will be at the hospital for Radiothon from 4 to 7, so we'll mix in some stories as well as some sports. But do you know what the, I guess some people call it the Utah, or you know, the one-on-one tackle drill, the Oklahoma drill, everybody calls it something different. Apparently Xavier Thomas, who's what, number one defensive end in the country a couple of years ago, coming out and then redshirted, slammed a running back that made everybody's mouth just absolutely hit the ground. So, including Brett Favre's, and they're literally, you see all these beat writers, almost every single one of them mention about this tackle, Xavier Thomas. And there's a guy we don't even talk about when it comes to that Clemson defense. So, again, some different things. But last night, I had no clue. Again, I've been living in Mark time or Teresa time or really in between Percocets, if you will, Diesel. So, when you go through one of these things, there's time. You don't know if it's night. You don't know if it's morning. But last night, I missed the first running of it. But we have like 24 HBO channels as part of our movie package. And the first, the second, and the third all run the same thing, like an hour behind. And it was Hard Knocks. And what's the bad thing about if you're the team being featured on Hard Knocks this year?
You were the worst team last year.
Or it means you did not make the playoffs. So not necessarily the worst, but one of the worst, because that always goes to a team that did not make the playoffs the previous year. So this year it is the Cleveland Browns. This much I figured out. First of all, like I said, I don't know where my emotions are right now. All right. I had some good hours and some bad hours. And of course, that's been a little bit medically induced. But I got a feeling that the Cleveland Browns problem, 1-31 the last 2 years, is Hugh Jackson one of the luckier coaches in this day and age to go through a winless season and then a 1-15 season, then a winless season, and keep your job in this what have you done for me lately territory that we now live in? That's doing nothing, correct? They've got problems, and it starts with Hugh Jackson, and I really don't want to pick on the man. But you know what? He's the head coach. Everything comes through him. And you're going to see this is going to be a battle that I think the Cleveland Browns powers that be are going to want to be careful of. They've got Todd Haley as part of this coaching staff now. And Todd Haley is ultra, ultra competitive. He's ultra, ultra intense. And guess who's not? Hugh Jackson. You heard Todd Haley start complaining about things like guys that were injured. We're giving them too much time off right now. And you know, now, again, some of these are old school battles versus new school battles. I want to give Hugh Jackson the benefit of the doubt because I think last night is the closest I've ever come to crying during a Hard Knocks episode. Hugh Jackson admits to his team at the end of the show he lost his mom last weekend. About 2-3 weeks earlier, he lost his brother. So I don't want to pick on a coach that has just lost his mom and his brother in a 3-week period. But one of the things that seemed like that the Cleveland Browns players, you remember, they got Jarvis Landry in from Miami. He caught more passes than anybody in the NFL last year. And Tyrod Taylor's his starting quarterback. Now, everybody's hoping that it's going to be the Heisman Trophy winner, Baker Mayfield, before all's said and done. But it just, there's too much standing around at practice, you know, people watching what other people are doing, and you can tell that Todd Haley can't stand it. It's not part of his DNA. You can also tell that other coaches don't like it, but Hugh Jackson is this really kind of mild-mannered guy. And you know what? I think you are what you are at this point, and especially after what he has gone through. And again, I cannot think of anything worse than to lose a mom and lose a brother. You know, maybe he should take a little time off, but he's right. But he's a really nice guy, a super nice guy. But guess what? Nice guys don't always win when it comes to being a head coach in the NFL. So I think that's problem number one. I think he may be better off running an offense or running a defense, because he talked so many times last night about being in the chair of the assistant coaches. Well, now you're the coach of the whole football team. And I don't know. It just seems like the guys are standing around that there's other coaches that aren't happy about it, and there's going to be some friction, and that's going to be one of the storylines that goes on in Hard Knocks here over the next 4 weeks. Now, of course, the Cleveland Browns, they're going to want to control how much of it that they can. Here's the other thing that I learned. Number one, I am a college football guy. I deal with the Panthers. I watch as little of the NFL here after the last couple of years as possible, because the NFL has made me feel bad about things instead of make me feel better. Norman, Oklahoma is a pretty swanky place from what I gather. All right, that's where the University of Oklahoma is. Of course, you know, here in the next month, we'll have our yearly check-in with the with Barry Switzer, the former OU coach, and that's when you better have the dump button on hold, because remember, he cusses about every other sentence, things we can't say on the air. But Baker Mayfield and his food selection, do they not have better restaurants in Norman than what we give them credit for? Baker Mayfield had this to say, which of the three would you think is the best, all right? These are the three franchise names that he talks about when it comes to food last night. Number one, Taco Bell. Now, when you just are the number one overall draft pick, do you can make a run for the border because you like it, not because you have to, correct? Have to meaning I got $2 in my pocket. What can I get for $2? All right, so he mentions Taco Bell. He's talking to one of his teammates who landed in Cleveland and immediately started looking for places to eat. And this is what he says, does Baker Mayfield. These were his suggestions. I know this will make you happy. There's a Taco Bell right around the corner for you. Bob Evans is really good. Now, you know what Bob Evans, that's a breakfast place. That first of all, he goes, Bob Evans is really good, but I didn't realize it was a franchise till I came here to Cleveland. Dude, they got Bob Evans sausage and stuff in the grocery stores. He says, Bob Evans is really good. I didn't know Bob Evans was a chain. I highly suggest it if you're going down there to eat. Or Olive Garden is probably the best option. Really? Olive Garden in Cleveland? They got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. They got some other. Olive Garden is your best option for eating.
What are you making fun of Olive Garden for?
Delicious. I like Olive Garden, but guess what? I'm not sitting here. I'm guaranteeing you that there are better restaurants in Cleveland than Taco Bell, Bob Evans, and Olive Garden.
He's just not a fancy kind of guy.
I guess
so. Give him time, okay?
Are you going to miss him this year?
No.
Because you know what? I was waking up from one of those moments. ESPN is running their top 25 college football games from last year. Number two was Oklahoma-Georgia in the Rose Bowl. And I think it was 21-7 Oklahoma. And Georgia goes out there and they miss a long field goal to about 50 yards. And you see Baker Mayfield do one of these things. I know radio is not a visual medium, but I'm talking, he's slashing his throat with his thumb. Now, he wasn't pointing at the Georgia kicker, but the point being, he always played on the edge like that. That's what actually got him arrested. He thought he could outrun some police officers, and guess what? Found out he couldn't. Or you know when he what he did at Kansas last year. Kansas, 3-33 the last 3 years under David Beatty. But had to get the hump motion from Baker Mayfield out in Lawrence, Kansas last year. In one episode of Hard Knocks, I realized why I'm glad Baker Mayfield is now the NFL's problem. We'll see if that can translate over. I just see one thing when it comes to Baker Mayfield. There aren't too many Drew Breeses that have been successful in that league. By that, I mean short, not your statuesque Tom Brady a la Ben Roethlisberger type. If there were a whole lot of successful six-foot quarterbacks in the NFL, there'd be a longer list than Drew Brees and Fran Tarkington and a few other that have really, really been successful. And that's the one thing I keep coming back to when it comes to Baker Mayfield is the fact he is not. Now, he can make it, and maybe he can sell tickets, and he can grab that Cleveland Browns franchise and put it on his shoulders and move forward. But some other things when it comes to Hard Knocks, again, we'll get the second week of it coming up here in about 5 days. Plus, it's open phones if you want to get in with us at 844-GSP-ESPN. Remember, the 6 p.m. keyword in our Carolina Coaches free cash stash contest is DARE. You can text that to 72881. Remember, you get a chance to win $1,000 every hour here on Straight Up with Sturge.
Serge, you always like to say, what sport is it that gives you a chance to go pro even at your age?
Curling.
Curling? You could be a professional rock, paper, scissor. It's on ESPN 8, The Ocho, right now, professional rock, paper, scissors.
I'd rather just have a game of kickball in the back parking lot.
These finely tuned athletes.
And some of them are taking this way too seriously. And then you see the...
If you're going to do it, why not be super intense about it,
dude,
right?
I'm going to go out there with my whole uniform, you know, trying to – how do you intimidate somebody at rock, paper, scissors?
I didn't get a chance to tell you. I went bowling on Saturday night, and I walk in, and there's a pack of furries bowling. Are you aware of what a furry is? It's human beings
Furby.
Who dress up – no, okay. It's human beings who dress up – in full-size animal costumes, usually for amorous activities. And they were all out bowling.
Okay. Some things I did not need to know. But I would have loved to seen you go bowling back in the day when you showed up as Freddy Krueger.
It took me about three beers in. See, bowling is a lot like cornhole for me. Yeah. It takes me two or three beers in, then I start feeling it. And I was bowling the perfect game through six frames.
Now,
and then,
hold on.
That's when I got to beers numbers 5 and 6. And then it went off the
rails. Let's rephrase this. What is bowling the perfect game in Diesel's mind through?
All strikes.
Really?
Yeah, I was rolling the perfect game through six frames.
And then they took the bumper rails off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but see, that's when it hit 11:30 and they said, hey, all beer has to be put away by 12 o'clock, and the group of us had three buckets of beers. So we had to chug and finish off all these beers because they would have taken them away.
You want to know why bowling, by the way, and my daughter, when she gets back from Florida, she's going to be working there in the party, you know, birthday parties and, you know, that new place, Spare Time, over on Congaree Road. She's going to be working over there. Bowling, to me, is the most infuriating and painful game because I'm amphibious. And for people that don't know it, I realize it's ambidextrous, but there was an old Philadelphia 76ers forward back in the day who is still known for making this comment. I'm amphibious. I can shoot with my left or my right hand. No, he's ambidextrous. He just didn't know. I'm ambidextrous. I throw a football left-handed. I throw a baseball right-handed. I can't do either one well with the other hand. It's just the way my dad's ambidextrous. You want to watch me get confused? Take me bowling. I mean, I'll flip back and forth from the left. I don't know what I am when it comes to bowling. I know I'm a stronger roller of the ball with the left hand, but more accurate with the right hand.
I do know that one day I will own the clear ball with the rose inside, a la Big Earn McCracken.
Absolutely.
I will own one of those.
You know what we're doing for your birthday this year?
Hopefully get me one of those.
No, we'll see what we can do about that, but we'll have your – Leslie Brooke can be your party host at Spare Time there on Congaree Road. All right, since I've lost this and we need to get back out here, Do you realize, do you remember Ricky Williams, the former Texas Longhorn running back and guy that spent the better part of a decade in the league with the Miami Dolphins and, of course, the New Orleans Saints and a few other programs back in the day?
Of course.
Do you know what he's doing now? You know what he's getting high on besides all of his products that he sells?
High on life?
He is an astrologist.
Okay.
Literally. There's an article up right now, and it's pretty... Listen.
So what you're saying is he makes up generic things and they put it in the newspaper?
Well, actually, he had some pretty funny stuff to say about Donald Trump, and whether you're into politics or not, saying, listen, the reason we're all going through this in our country right now is we all have a little bit of Donald Trump in us, and it had to come out, and that's why we're dealing with it. It also talks about him being born as a Cancer in the 10th house and this and that and the other. Dude, I'm telling you, man, at some point you got to put it down. All that ganja, all that kind of, astrology. I'm sorry, there's just one thing I don't get. I don't mean to insult anybody, but I'm not making my life decisions based on a horoscope in the newspaper the next day. Just not doing it. I'm dadgum sure not signing up for an astrology class from Ricky Williams and going on about it that way as well.
Well, have you ever read the other horoscopes? Those could apply to your life just the same.
They're so generic. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you got a free guy bought you mail. See, we told you were coming into a fortune. By the way, I want to blow your mind for a second before we go out. We'll finish up with some sports when we come back. It has been a decade since Shinedown hit the top. I think they ended up making it up to about number 12 on the charts with If You Only Knew. From the album, The Sound of Madness. That has been a decade. God, I hate getting older.
Yeah, I was digging through a whole mess of songs trying to find songs from the 2000s era. And when you realize, you know, a song that you remember distinctly coming out in 2000, 2001 is now 17, 18 years old.
See, I am so old that I don't have to go to these new music sites or where you go to. I can find everything I want to hear on YouTube. Literally.
Everything I want to hear on YouTube, too.
I mean, you know, whether it's the official version or, you know, some of the best versions or best audio quality or what people have, you know, recorded onto their computer and put out. But I can literally, if I go into that kind of, I want to listen to some music.
Got to get you YouTube Red so that you can just stream the whole albums. Yeah.
So, I mean, when I go to YouTube, that means I'm looking to listen to bands back in the day like Fuel. You know what I mean? Three Doors Down, some stuff like that. And I can find everything I want to listen to, including that song by Shinedown.
August 23rd, yep. Three Doors Down, Simpsonville.
Wow. Okay.
Bet you didn't even know.
Yep. Did not know it. All right. I tell you what. Don't forget.
If you only knew.
If you only knew. If you only knew that the 6 p.m. keyword in our free cash dash contest brought to you by Carolina Coaches is dare, you can text that to 72881. Somebody's winning $1,000. Why not you? Again, text dare. You have till 6:59. Text it to 72881. Remember, we'll give you keywords in all 3 hours tomorrow. And listen, tomorrow and Friday, special shows. I challenge you. Let's make a difference here in the upstate. The kids are in Children's Hospital in no way, shape, or form were asked to be there. Their parents don't want to be there. They want to be home raising a healthy child. Unfortunately, that is not the case. I'm so thankful, Diesel. You have created such a really good, cool friendship with my now 17-year-old daughter, right? That is a child that has never missed a day of school heading into her junior year of high school next year. Never missed a day of school going back to kindergarten. However, you may not realize this. A lot of people may not. When she was born, she had the umbilical cord wrapped around her neck, and it was a really rough deal. She went straight into neonatal ICU, where she stayed for 2 weeks. The most jealous moment that I've ever had in my life was going up to the hospital to visit her in neonatal ICU, then going home without that child. The next day you'd be up there, you'd see somebody else that had come in and had their child, and they were on their way home. We didn't get that for 2 weeks. That child has now never missed a day of school heading into her junior year. There are kids at Children's Hospital that might not see the classroom for some time. the next 2 days, help us make a difference. I want $315,000, I think it's the highest maybe we've ever raised in 1 year. Let's blow that away. Let's blow it away. I'm going to make a challenge to some listeners tomorrow. I've got it great. I'm going to continue to get better. Here are parents and kids that aren't going to get out of Children's Hospital. And I tell you, one of the most moving things I ever had happen to me on air took place last year in Spartanburg. The first 3 years I was with Intercom and we did Radiothon, I had the same girl all 3 years. Nadia lives over in Spartanburg. Last year, she wasn't there. She made her mom come to, you remember, we broadcast from Wild Wing Cafe in Spartanburg for Panthers training camp. She made her mom bring her over there so I could see that she was no longer in Children's Hospital. And that is one of the most special moments in my life because I knew I was going to see her again at Radiothon, and that wasn't the case. So help us make a huge difference here the next 2 days as all seven radio stations are going to be set up in our engineering department. They deserve a ton of credit building those stages, getting everything set up for seven radio stations to do live radio for 2 days over Greenville Health System in the lobby. It is yeoman's work, and a lot of people deserve a lot of credit. We'll come back. We'll close up shop. If you want to get a quick phone call in, 844-GSP-ESPN. All right, welcome back in. Final segment here. The Philadelphia Phillies fell earlier today. They were shut out 6-0 by the Snakes, the Arizona Diamondbacks. And that's good. The Braves have already made up a half a game. And, of course, they are now one game back now. They need to win to move up to a half game back. And let me tell you, last night's win by the Braves in the ninth inning on a walk-off home run, if they make the playoffs, point your finger back to last night. That was a really, really, really big win in the grand scheme of things. So, again, the we need some help. Do the Braves. And, again, you get some. The Arizona Diamondbacks get a 6-0 win over the Philadelphia Phillies, who are now one game headed into tonight's action up on the Braves. The Nationals 5.5 games back. And the Phillies, they got – like a chance here in the next week to go ahead and match their season total in wins in baseball as compared to last year. That is a quick turnaround. Now, when speaking of quick turnaround, the American League, has it already been decided? It looks like it. The Boston Red Sox have won 9 out of their last 10 games, 5 in a row. They have opened up a 9-game lead on second place New York. Third place is the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Excuse me, the Tampa Bay Rays. I get it. Devil Rays is no longer a good thing. Third place Rays, 22.5 games back of the Boston Red Sox. You look at the American League Central, not too much going on there. The Cleveland Indians own a 9-game lead over the Minnesota Twins, 16 up on the Detroit Tigers. You look at the American League West, I'm telling you what, Seth Beer, the former Clemson outfielder, he has been promoted yet again. I think that's the third time since he was drafted in the first round by the Houston Astros. Don't be surprised if you see a little Beer sighting the last week of the regular season. He has been white hot since being taken in the first round by the Houston Astros. Houston has a 5.5 game lead on the Oakland A's, who continue to play good baseball. Seattle's 8 games back. We mentioned Philadelphia after that 6-0 loss earlier today to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They're now 1 game up on the Atlanta Braves, 5.5 up on the Nationals. The Cubs have a 2.5 game lead when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Central. St. Louis, 7.5 games back. Pittsburgh hanging around, 8 games back. And then finally out west, with that win, the Arizona Diamondbacks pull in a statistical dead heat with the LA Dodgers. 3 games back are the Colorado Rockies. 6.5 are the San Francisco Giants. That may end up being, along with the National League East, one of the best races when it comes to winning a division. So that gets you caught up. And again, last night, that was a huge, huge comeback win by the Atlanta Braves as they get a walk-off, I believe, in the ninth inning. So if they continue this streak, and they find themselves in the postseason, that may be one of those nights that you want to point your finger back to, no doubt about it. All right, the other thing is, you think the NBA knows what the heck they're doing, Diesel? You can go ahead and mark down what we will all be talking about, I guess, the night before Thanksgiving. Why? Because we know that there's not going to be a Wednesday night college football game the night before Thanksgiving. So guess what? The L.A. Lakers will be making their first and, I guess, only appearance at the Cleveland Cavaliers. That means LeBron coming back to Cleveland. And, of course, they made sure that that wasn't any sneaky night in the NBA. They know that they're going to have all eyes on that there the night before Halloween with everybody being home. So don't go, oh, look how this panned out. You know the NBA made that happen. So, again, those are some things going on. We mentioned earlier, University of Miami, their football program took a hit earlier today. You remember Michael Irvin, the number 47, the best wide receiver I've ever seen, wearing number 47. Well, his son, Michael Irvin II, injured his knee yesterday, and it looks like he's going to be out probably the entire year when it comes to that Hurricane squad. So, you know, you're talking about the ACC needing a team to step up in the Atlantic Division, but unfortunately, some injuries are the key words or the key phrases right now, no doubt about it. So, listen, again, you got 2 minutes to get your 6 p.m. keyword in. That's DARE, D-A-R-E. Text that into 72881. Remember, we'll give you 3 words tomorrow as well as Friday in our free cash dash contest. And Diesel, I know you'll be out there at the hospital for a while tomorrow. I challenge our listeners, all right? Call, make a donation. This money's going to stay all right here in the community. We have donated over $3 million in 10 years when it comes to Intercom Greenville to Children's Hospital with Greenville Health System. If you can't make a donation, you want to see something that would change your life, come by and just hang out there in the lobby and watch. Watch these parents as they're dealing with interviews and radio. Say, I'm telling you, timing in life is everything. And one thing I needed was a good kick in the pants after what I've been through the last week, because Diesel, you'll admit, my face is swollen. I got black eyes. Things didn't go exactly the way I wanted them to. But guess what? I know I'm going to get better. I know this is the you know, the beginning of the end, if you will, when it comes to these issues that I've dealt with above the shoulders. And I'm not talking just head. We're talking about children who are battling for their life every day. Parents that are having to, you know, try to keep their jobs as well as deal with a child in children's hospital. It is absolutely amazing what we do over the next couple of days. Of course, we want donations, but if you want to have your life changed, come meet a couple of these parents. Talk to them off the air. They'll share their story with you. We'll share plenty of them. You and I have been through some of them today. There's going to be a couple that tug your heartstrings, but just know every single dime that's donated stays right here in the upstate of South Carolina with GHS Children's Hospital.
And every single dime counts.
Absolutely.
You know, don't think that I can't afford to be a miracle maker and give, you know, $20 a month every month for the next year. I don't know that I can do that.
We'll take a $20
donation. Take a $20 donation. Yep. We'll take a $5 donation. Just swing on by. There's a big old cash box in the lobby. Swing by and drop a couple dollars in the cash box.
We saw kids last year bring in their
piggy banks. Empty out their piggy banks. Now that's incredible to see a kid say, you know what, I don't want to go buy a video game, or I don't want to go buy candy or whatever kids buy these days.
Well, I will see you at the hospital, but you'll be back here for the show. Thanks for everything and covering for me, Diesel. And let's have a great radiothon tomorrow and Friday from the lobby at GHS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.